It wasn't long before the three of us were at the Russian's warehouse. There were floodlights outside the closest door, giving plenty of light, even in the nighttime fog. I took the bullhorn from Jordan, and he helped freely hold the package. I pointed the megaphone up to the building and called out, "In the warehouse! This is Pat Ruger! I've come for the kid!" No answer. After a few minutes of silence, Freely asked for the megaphone. She shouted something in Russian, and in a couple of moments, three Russian men appeared in the doorway. "We have a trade for you," I yelled over.
"What you got?"
"A painting I heard you were looking for. The Tuscan farmhouse was stolen a while back, before you could steal it."
"We don't steal paintings, we buy them."
"Well, the price for this one is the boy. A $17 million painting for a kid you don't really want? Fair trade, I'd say." The three men spoke among themselves for quite a few minutes while we waited.
"It sounds like they're arguing over credit for the find," Freely confided.
Wait. Now, someone is saying they can just take the painting and keep the boy."
"What do you say?" I interrupted their discussion.
"I say we just take the painting. What do you say?"
Freely pulled out her knife, the blade still stained red.
"I say you won't take the painting."
She pulled back the paper, revealing it to them. She placed the blade near the canvas and added,
"The painting you get will be in pieces, worth only 10% of that $17 million, if you can get someone to put it back together."
After a couple minutes of discussion, the lead Russian yelled something over and Freely smiled.
"I think they're going to go for the deal. They don't want to lose the painting."
"How would that work?"
"I'll take it over," Jordan said. "Have them send the buy over with someone and I'll meet them halfway with it."
Freely told them the plan, and they pushed the boy out in front of them. Jordan took the package in both arms and stood in front of us waiting. I nodded the okay. As he took his first step forward, a shot rang out.